I want you to look, if you will, to the book of Psalms. I'm in verse chapter 16, and I'm down in verses number 5 and following. Let's see what the word of the Lord is for us today. I want you to know that you can make it. You can accomplish all that you need to accomplish. You don't have to let anybody get you down, because the Lord is your portion. You hear what I'm saying? The Lord is your portion. David says in the book of Psalms, this is a messianic psalm, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places, and yea, I have a godly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who has given me counsel, and my reins also instruct me into the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is on my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, and my flesh shall rest in hope. It's interesting to make God our portion. Not many folk who really believe in God, and not many folk who will give their aspiration and all their thoughts over to God, that God will direct them and show them. People think sometimes that they have accidentally just come to earth by some other foreign type of meteor or some foreign type of existence, but yet we were created by God. And when we talk about being created by God, we ourselves could not create ourselves. But we have to keep striving to know and to learn the uniqueness of God. What is God like? And why does God put such a stake in us? The creator, the maker. David said, the Lord, number one, in the A clause, when he talks about the rewards here, David talks about the fact that the portion of the godly man has to do with God. The Bible says in verse number 5 here, notice that this life and this death and resurrection and exaltation here, it all has to do with a messianic of Jesus, but it has to do with us who also are resurrected because of the fact of what Jesus has done. The Lord, he is my portion in verse number 5 of my inheritance. The Lord is Yahweh, the only existent one. That's what the word Lord is. Yahweh is the only portion. The word portion, the word called ma'at. The word ma'at, it means my appointed number, my count. God is my number. God is my count. He's my portion and my inheritance. And the word inheritance, the word called kalim. The kalim means he's that which that shares with me. He's my part. He's my parcel. He's my territory. He's my possession. The Lord is my portion and my possession, my territory. I like that, because when God is our territory, then we keep focused on God. We don't let anything else around us distract us. But the Lord is my portion. And it goes further to say, not only is he that, but he says, and my cup. He's my cup, and thou maintainest my lot. The word is gawah. The word here means he assigns my lot. And there are times when I can't assign certain things to my life. He assigns it. Why? Because I made him my portion. When you make God your portion, God will assign certain things for you. And you'll know it now. You'll know it in your walk, in raising your family, in dealing with your job, folk on your job, and your employees, and your employer. God will assign what it is for his folk that are his inheritance. The Bible says, if you look down verse number 6, then it talks about the lions are falling upon me in pleasant places. And why does that happen? It's because I made God my portion. Something, is going to be inevitable to us because of the fact our blessings in God. We have arranged our lives according to the will of God. And so therefore, when I do that, the lions are falling upon me in pleasant places. Not rough places, not bad places. When you're living with God, you have little moments of bad time, but majority of them are pleasant places that God will bless you with. And the Bible says, even further, he said, yea, I have a goodly heritage. because God is my portion. Now watch the prospects, if you will. I want you to watch the prospects in verses number 7 here. We have the portion of the godly man in 5 and 6. Now we have the prospect. And look what the Bible said. The Bible said, I will bless the Lord. Who? I will. David said, I will do what? Bless the Lord. I will bless him, Barak. I will adore the Lord. I will do what? I will kneel down and praise the Lord. Why am I doing this? Because the Bible says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. He's given me advice. He's given me a purpose, and he let me know what I need and what I don't need, how I should walk, how I shouldn't walk. So the idea here is that my reign, my innermost recesses of my thought also instruct me in the night season. I know the direction that God wants. God is taking me to one point to the other point. God is taking me, if you will. And note, if you don't mind, the Bible even goes further. I have set the Lord, and here's my aspiration. When I know God is my portion, I have set the Lord always before me. Why? Because he is my right hand, and I shall not be moved. I'll never be moved if God is my right hand. I'll never be moved if God is my portion. I'll never be moved if God is my inheritance. I'll never be moved if God is my cup. I'll never be moved if God maintained my life. I'll never be moved if God put me in pleasant places. I'll never be moved if God is my goodly heritage. I will bless him because he gives me good sound advice. And so therefore, the Bible says, I have always the Lord before me. And you need the Lord before you, because whenever you go to do things now in our world, we need the Lord ever before us. And he will allow us not to be moved. Therefore, our heart will always be glad and glorify itself in Jesus, in the Lord God Almighty. I want you to hang in there. I want you to keep on striving. God is able. And may the next portion of your life be ratified by that which the Lord God Almighty can do. Thank you.